Blatchley Middle School student Darren Mitchell says he thought his picture would be going in the yearbook.
Well, I didn't plan on taking a picture. I was just walking out to lunch, and I was walking by, and Miss Segal was like, "Hey, Darren, come here. You're taking a picture." And I was like, "All right." And the girl who's taking the picture was like, "Just do a weird face." And I was like, "All right, whatever." So I did a weird face.
Instead, Mitchell's face, along with 80 of his classmates, is plastered on the side of his school as a part of the Inside Out Project, a national nonprofit run by the artist J.R. that installs large printed portraits. Librarian Carrie Sagel was approached by the nonprofit last year.
They haven't been prevalent in schools, and I believe this will be the first installation in Alaska, so they were eager to, you know, make a connection with a school in Alaska.
So Sagel's yearbook class got to work.
We practiced techniques. We looked at graffiti and art outside. We worked on the message.
Inside Out Project installations are usually action-oriented and sometimes political. So the student body voted on a message they wished to convey with the project. They chose real, not perfect. Several student photographers, including 8th grader Geraldo, set up shop in the Blatchley Common area to capture their classmates' best selves during their lunch break.
It's for students to express their true nature and all that jazz. Well, you heard it before, no one's perfect, so it's better to be real than fake.
After the photos were collected, Sagel called all of the parents to get permission. Then she sent the photos to the printers.
Then we sent them off knowing there wasn't a lot of time. I think they are either very efficient or they were so happy that this was progressing that within 2 hours of me sending them, they had them printed and on the way here. So at no cost to us.
Principal Ben White and a team spent about 7 hours plastering the photos on the side of the building with water-soluble wheat paste. That means when it rains, the photos could melt away. Carrie knows that. It's just a part of the art.
The installation is part of the art, as well as what happens after the installation. In some places, being political, posters get torn down or graffitied. It's wheat paste. It's probably soluble in water. We imagine when we get a good windy rain that the posters will start to come down.
But for now, the students' faces are there, crossing their eyes, throwing up peace signs, smiling or serious, but thoroughly real. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.